from KQED.
Why are some of us so painfully sensitive to rejection? Well, it turns out we can't help it. It's science. Lisa Cantrell is a psychologist and a professor at Sacramento State. She's also one of those people who cries into her pillow for months after a bad breakup. She did some digging to find out why.
So a few months ago, I did one of those at-home genetic tests. You know, the ones where you spit into a clear plastic tube, ship it off to a lab. I did it because I'd heard about a genetic variation that can make people more sensitive to rejection. And I was so convinced I had it. I've always been a bit sensitive. I remember this one moment in fourth grade. Miss Brown asked a question in class that I knew the answer to. She made eye contact with me, but then called on someone else. I could feel the tears welling up in my eyes. I asked to be excused, ran to the bathroom, and cried into my shirt. As I got older, this got worse, and it affected my relationships. One time in grad school, I sent my boyfriend at the time a text. He didn't respond. My chest tightened. What had I done wrong? Sure, everyone feels a little hurt by rejection, but I would seemingly become debilitated each time. And last year, after a particularly rough breakup, not sleeping, staying up all night, crying, I started to wonder if something was wrong with me. I began looking up research on the biology of feeling rejected. I came across something called the OPRM1 gene. We all have this gene, but for approximately 1 in 5 people, this gene has a tiny variation that can affect how their brains respond to pain. The tiny variation is called a G allele. And I called up Dr. Jonkar Subieta, a researcher at the University of Utah, who studied this gene and the G allele.
What it seems to do is it seems to lower the capacity to produce opioid receptors. So you have less of them.
Opioid receptors, Dr. Subieta tells me, help us counteract pain. When endorphins rush into the brain, they attach to those opioid receptors and stop the pain signal. This is actually what happens during the runner's high, and endorphins also rush in when people experience emotional pain. So basically, what I learned from Dr. Subieta is that people with this G allele, also known as G carriers, they seem to have fewer of these receptors, so they're not as able to deal with pain, whether it's a torn ligament or social rejection. Is this what has been happening to me my whole life? Several weeks after shipping off my saliva, an email popped up in my inbox. My results had come in. I sat staring at the message, unopened. If I were a G carrier, it would mean that there was a biological explanation for my feelings. I hadn't been overreacting all these years. I was experiencing more pain than others. With my hands shaking slightly, I opened the file and scrolled through lines of my genetic code to find the OPRM1 gene. There, typed in small font, a G. So what do I do now? Am I a prisoner to my genetics? Dr. Subieta tells me that we can modify our brains. When we do physically demanding activities, we can actually push our brains to create more receptors to help us cope with pain.
I could go do martial arts and be very well trained, and my system might work a little more on the ready.
Yeah, for example, you could do that. You could yoga, you know, it's equally good for these things, a good physical exercise. You can run marathons. I mean, you know, it's, whatever you feel may work for you.
I don't know about the marathons. But
yeah, neither do I.
Last year, I did start training for a half marathon, so I actually took Dr. Subieta's advice. It's hard to say whether the running is helping to tame my emotions. I did go through another breakup last fall, someone I'd been dating for a couple of months. I definitely felt the familiar pang of rejection when they wanted to end things. But this time, something was different. I didn't cry and fall apart. I just nodded, said I understood, got in my car and drove away. Maybe it's all the workouts. Or maybe just knowing that I'm a G carrier, that I may experience more intense pain than others, is what I've needed all along to change how I deal with rejection.
That was Lisa Cantrell. She has a podcast. It's called An Inexact Science.